All right, students, staff, friends, and family of Open Door Christian Schools, my name is Alex Lloyd, and I am your host of What's the Riot podcast. And today I have a special guest with me in the studio, and we're talking about varsity basketball because basketball has, their season has finally came into full swing, and they are starting practices, and their games will be happening soon. So I have a special guest, varsity basketball player Mark Yakubchuk. And today we'll be talking about some things that he did in the off season, and some things that he wants to focus on during this upcoming season. And it's glad to have you. I'm glad to have you here, Mark. And first question is, what kind of work did you put in the off season? Could you just elaborate on like some of the workouts that you did, or some of the people that you worked with, or over the off season, how is that going to reflect on this season?
In the off season, I did a lot of summer workouts with Abe Valentine. He's a great guy, and I built a great relationship with him. Now that he's going in off season, Spain, it's just going to reflect me a lot. And so, I put in a lot of work with him. We did a lot of summer workouts with him. He helped me a lot. He just was there for me whenever I needed help in basketball. So, yeah.
Yeah, Abe's a good guy. I actually worked with him a little bit over the course of last season. As you remember, I played with you guys on the JV team. And we had our ups and downs, but we had a lot of fun. So, I mean, you're on varsity now, so congratulations on making varsity.
Thank you.
Is it kind of a different atmosphere, or is it kind of like the same, or is it a little bit different? Or
atmosphere is a lot different. The game is a lot quicker. Bigger guys for sure. Just, it's a lot tougher, that's for sure, but I'm happy I made it this year.
Yeah, that's good. It just shows the coaches that you've been working your butt off all off season, and Yeah. You've been proving everybody wrong, and, you know, I hope you guys have a good season, and you guys reach all your goals. And before you go, what's your perspective on the coaching staff and some of your teammates as well? Like, do you have some leaders? Do you have some guys that are leaders, and do you have your coaches? Can you just differentiate between your coaches and your teammates?
Yeah, I'll start up with the coaches. Coaches and staff, they're always there for you. They're willing to put in their time and always there for you to help you out in the game. Some side work if you're ever struggling with the plays that you guys are doing, and yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I was I always respected the coaching staff when I was a player, and you guys have a good coaching staff. Coach Wright, Coach Heron, yeah. Coach Z, those guys are all great. And what are some of the teammates that you look up to as leaders, or as a captain, it doesn't have to be a captain, but it can be just a specific player that you look up to or you think is a good model for this team this year?
I'd say Tylen. I've known him for a while, since second grade. We've been good friends. And Tylen, whenever I'm struggling with something, he's just always there for me. He will help me out. He will explain it for me. And he will always encourage me. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And Tylen and I, just the three of us, you, Tylen, yeah. Me, we built a really strong relationship. Eighth grade year, JV, and I'm out of the equation this year. I'm not playing, sadly. But hopefully you guys can continue the legacy of the three musketeers, as I like to call it. So it was good having you in the studio, Mark, and good luck on your season.
All right, thank you.